While overseeing Muncie Community Schools' finances since this summer, the Administrator Assistant's Emergency Management Team has rearranged the district's bonds to pay what it owes in 2017, leaving an $11 million deficit in place for the foreseeable future. But it also created a line item budget that the district feels will keep it living within its means. That move was a good sign for Distressed Unit Appeals Board Chairman Micah Vincent.
Well, every bit of progress is helpful, right? And so we're, you've got to be able to evaluate them, go through the analysis of them to make sure that they are putting Muncie Community Schools in that good long-term position.
Still, more cuts are planned.
That very well may be that Muncie today cannot afford all the programs that they have.
Emergency Manager Steve Edwards has said programs and more staff will be the next to go in a race to a better financial picture, but he hasn't yet said which programs make it cut. More staff cuts, says Muncie Teachers Association President Pat Kennedy, has made keeping a positive attitude more important.
We just keep telling people better times are coming, and we just keep going. I think when they see me going every day and just keep at it, then that brings them along too.
The district has until sometime in December to get what Vincent called that good long-term position. That's when DUAB will schedule another meeting to decide the district's fate. In Muncie, Tony Sandlaben, IPR News.